Every Tuesday morning, promptly at 10, Dane County Sheriff's Office Lieutenant Joe Sampson calls the sheriff's sale of foreclosed properties to order.
Good morning, everyone. We'll get started.
After judges foreclosed on a property, the sheriff's department sells it at auction to the highest bidder. Usually, the original lender will buy it back for resale, but the process is open to bidding, and for investors, this is typically where the deals are found. At this week's sale, there's not a lot of bites, but there is a property on Madison's east side that garners some attention.
Last sale for today is number 627.
The home is assessed at about $198,000. After much back and forth, Janice Hack, a Sun Prairie broker, picks up the house for around
$125,000.
That's $73,000 under assessment. It almost seems too good to be true.
It probably will cost about 10 grand to bring it up today. They put in a whirlpool tub. It needs to be tiled around there. They've got holes in the walls where they figured on putting outlets. There's just quite a bit of stuff that has to be done.
The other caveat is there's about $10,000 in back taxes, which she uncovers prior by doing a title search. Buyer beware, because any liens are yours. And while Hack managed to see the property before purchasing it, that's only because she was resourceful and a bit brave in visiting a home in foreclosure.
I've only been shot at once. No, a lot of times I'm not going to. This one happens to be vacant, but I called around and I talked to the neighbors and somebody had keys, so they left me in.
Madison investor and landlord Dwayne Steinhauer says knocking on the door of someone who's about to lose their home to foreclosure isn't something he does or recommends. Usually buyers at a sheriff's sale see the inside of the property for the first time after they've bought it. Steinhauer counts on the buildings he buys needing work. While he says he has only truly been bitten at the sheriff's sales a few times, he cautions that this method of buying is definitely not for the faint of heart.
There was one today that sold for $40,000, and I think it's a second mortgage, and I think there's a first mortgage of another $40,000 or $50,000 in front of it. So if you'd have bought it today, and if there is that first mortgage, you'd have to pay that off, so that would double the cost to you.
For those looking for a safer course, there's the conventional method of later buying those properties through a realtor. Christy Eichel of Century 21 Real Estate says in the Madison market, discounts of 5 to 20% can be found. But she says that price is always dependent on condition.
Here's what I tell people about a foreclosed on property, or any property for that matter. You get what you pay for.
For investor and landlord Steinhauer, the rewards of buying foreclosed properties are worth the risk and the work.
I won't take anybody's home away from them if they have the wherewithal to take care of it. But if it's going to go to somebody else because they can't take care of it anymore, it really doesn't matter if it's me or somebody else.
Steinhauer says he doesn't see himself as part of the problem because by fixing up these often dilapidated properties, he says he's rehabbing neighborhoods, often renting for under market rate. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.